Mills Daily.
Another one?
The one for See It, Say It, Sorted.
Just make sure you pay attention.
Yes. Easy Radio.
One, two, three.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
I see mosh pits. Do you know where they are?
Oh, no.
I want Agnes.
Three, two.
Radio One.
On today's Scott Mills Daily, our last catch-up with Johannes the Fresher. He's been a lot this week. Also, Matt and Molly with the Who game. Me, Matt and Molly, against you, the Radio 1 listeners. Also, it's back. Radio's number one and only conception feature. George finds out where he was made today and where do you think they were. And we found the only person in the world that still plays Farmville. Kate and Dan and Josh and Jake and everyone asking, how was the big move in? All good, thank you. Yeah, boyfriend arrived eventually last night, like 9 o'clock. And now there's approximately 50 bin bags in the spare room. And I'm already looking to that 5:15 call. I'm looking forward to it. Are you right? Yeah, you?
Scott Mills.
What's this I'm hearing about Glastonbury WhatsApp groups and how some people are being quite sneaky and getting themselves into other people's groups to try and get themselves more of a chance of getting a ticket. Now, some of the girls that are working on the show today don't even want me to mention the fact that Glastonbury tickets become available this evening, because selfishly, that means that they'll have a more better chance of getting them. But so the first lot's tonight, and then the rest go out on Sunday. But if you are having a Glastonbury panic, if you've got like actual sweats about later on, tell me your plan of action and what you're planning to do and how you're going to get them tickets on 81199.
Scott Mills.
Now, the pre-prep for trying to get Glastonbury tickets is real. Lydia?
Yes,
What have you got going on?
So we've got an online spreadsheet that we've all put our details into. It's been very rigorous. We've got our registration number, our bank details, so we're all ready to go.
How many of you?
There's six of us. But there has been a little bit of argy-bargy because someone was going to be in another group and they tried to keep their name on our list, but we decided to kick them out.
Oh, do you kick them out?
Yeah.
Love. I'm hearing there's a lot of sneakiness going on, right, with this. Helena, who works on the show, how many groups are you in?
Okay, I'm actually only in one now.
All right.
But I did send a few speculative texts out this morning, like, hey hun, you going to Glastonbury? Who are you booking with?
Trying to get in their group.
Doing my best. Right. It didn't work.
Okay, so where will you be tonight, Lydia, at six?
So I'm going to be at home, thankfully. So I'm going to get my mum on the job, going to get my dad, and hopefully we can all get through.
Where will you be, Helena?
I'm going to be here on the internet.
Right. Actually, supposed to be working on Nick Grimshaw's show.
Yes, I will be doing that as well.
Sure, Dan.
Scott Mills.
Where Do You Think They Were is back. Radio's number one and only conception feature. For the first one of the new series, we need to say thanks for stepping up. George, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. What made you apply for this?
I don't know, really. I don't really know what came over myself.
I thought it may be one of the new stickers that you can get with us as sperm.
That is a big seller for me.
Yeah, we're just floating towards the egg there, and with the wording, I found out how I was conceived on Radio 1.
Well, whatever the reason, you're a hero now, George, because, you know, you're going to take a hit on this one. You're going to have to hear how you were conceived by your parents, and it is uncomfortable. However, it's for the entertainment of everyone listening right now, so thank you.
Thank you, no problem. It's for the good of the nation, isn't it?
Absolutely. You're doing your bit.
And we will, once we work out how to do it, put you on Wikipedia, and we will send you a sticker. So if anyone else wants to apply for this, it's just a few minutes of uncomfortable listening from one of your parents, but you get a sticker and you get to be on Wikipedia. Good times. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. George, do you have any idea of the details of where you were made?
Absolutely no idea. We've never had a conversation like this before, and I was hoping we never would, but here we are.
All right. So, but here we are.
I love people like you.
Yeah, fair play.
Yeah.
So how old are you, George?
I'm 23.
So you would have been born in 96.
Yep.
Who are we going to speak to today to find out the details?
My dad, Ian.
What's Ian like?
Yeah, Ian is a real-life rock and roll star.
Is he?
When I was younger. When you'd sing your kids' nursery rhymes, you'd sing me the Rolling Stones.
Great.
Forever a rocker.
That's good news for me because that suggests that this is going to be a bit of a quirky one. Do you know what I mean? Mm. It's not going to be the straight up sort of boring ass story.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But you have no idea at all.
Not a clue.
Okay. Within minutes, you will. We'll speak to Ian next on Where Do You Think They Were, Your Dad.
Scott Mills.
This is Where Do You Think They Were. It's back for a brand new series on BBC Radio 1. Hello, George.
Hello.
Okay, are you prepared for this?
I don't think I ever will be, but let's go with it.
Okay. I will keep checking back on you, as I always do on this, just to make sure you're all right, okay?
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Let's bring in Dad Ian. Hi, Ian.
Hi, Scott. Nice to talk to you.
And to you, and Chris is here as well.
Hello, Ian.
Oh, hello, Chris, as well, sorry. Yeah,
no problem.
Now, you've never had this conversation, you and George?
It's a thing that parents never really talk to their children about where they're conceived, to be honest, Scott. No, we never have.
Now, let's not muck about with this one. The real reason we do this is because it is an uncomfortable listen for George, but that's what makes this entertaining for us. Mm. No one should really have to hear how they were conceived. No one wants to imagine it. And Ian, are you getting a small thrill out of this idea as well?
To tell the truth, I'm a bit nervous.
It's just us. Don't worry about it.
I'm ready.
Okay. Cue the famous sexy music. Okay, Ian, take us back to the 90s.
It was a scorching hot summer in 1995.
I take it was a summer of love, was it?
It was definitely a summer of love.
Where were you? Talk us through kind of what was going on.
It was June, and we were on holiday in the south of Spain in Benidorm.
Oh.
Another hotel called the Salerno.
Oh. I'm obsessed when dads try and speak Spanish. It's really good. my dad does this in Spain. El Biro, por favor.
So then, Ian, why were you in Benidorm? What made you choose Benidorm?
We wanted somewhere hot where you could have fun, sand, and just let your hair down and just rock and roll.
So this is suggesting that George was a Benidorm baby.
He was definitely born in Pelicanos Ocos Hotel in Benidorm.
I wasn't born, but made there, yeah. George, how you feeling?
Confused. I've stayed in that hotel.
Oh, no. So you can really build up the image in your mind now.
Mm, definitely.
Ian, do you remember what night it was, or could this be one of a few occasions?
It's probably, to be honest, a few occasions.
Were all these occasions hotel-based?
Not all were in the hotel, so there is a twist to this story.
Oh, here we go. I think George was hoping at this point for a simple, functional hotel room thing, weren't you?
Swift conclusion.
Yeah, that.
Okay, we'll go for a swift conclusion then.
Right. But I'm feeling that that's not the actual story.
It could have been in the hotel, yes.
Right. But there's other places it could have been also.
Yes.
All right, we'll get to that next, I think. George, are you okay to wait? Sorry to keep you like this.
Yeah, that's no problem.
All right. So it could be a hotel, it could be somewhere else, and we'll find out exactly where. Next.
Scott Mills.
We're halfway through. George finding out where he was made on Where Do You Think They Were. He's taking one for the team. I'd like you to do the same. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Find out where you were made. Get yourself on the show Wikipedia page and get one of our special stickers. You can put it anywhere, on your phone, on your toilet seat. It says, I learnt where I was conceived on Radio 1. Get in touch. Be that hero. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I need you and I need one of your parents. So we're finding out all about where George was made from Ian. Hey, Ian.
Hello, Scott and Chris.
Hello. And hello, George.
Hello.
How you feeling?
Okay.
Yeah.
Not the best thing to hear, is it?
No, but we have dragged this out over a couple of songs, but I'm keen to find out the other places that it may have been. So, set the scene. Ian and his wife are in Benidorm on holiday.
Ian, you're from Birmingham, aren't you?
Well, Hales Owen, which is just outside of Birmingham, yeah.
Okay, cool. And did you meet your wife in Birmingham?
No, I met her at Snobs Nightclub in the centre of Birmingham.
Snobs?
And my wife's from Wolverhampton, yes. Yeah,
is Snobs still on?
Can't be.
It's still open.
Snobs is still open.
Oh, my God, I love that place.
Oh, we need to go.
It's so good.
The name.
Mate, I've not been for ages. Snobs is like...
Have you been?
Yeah, it's a bit like Jester's in Southampton.
Oh!
It's got that sort of vibe to it. So would you say because you were on holiday, you were slightly more active than perhaps you were back home in Birmingham way?
I would say yes. You know, you haven't got work. You know, you've got the sun. You've got the G&Ts and yeah. San Miguel's flowing.
All of that.
San Miguel's.
All of the San Miguel's, por favor.
Unos San Miguel. Miguel.
Love it. Was there any music in Benidorm that reminds you of the time?
Yeah, I can remember a song called Boom, Boom, Boom.
Oh, George.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
I said boom, 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 now let me, I say well. I said boom, boom, boom.
Oh, yeah. This is a tune, this is the one with the funky verse, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, George, just imagine your mum and dad when you hear the lyrics to the verse coming up.
Girl, your booty is your phone's so ruined.
Girl, your booty is so round. Let me look you up and down.
Is that lick or look, Scott?
Look. Okay, you okay, George?
Not particularly.
Can I take you one more time? I won't stop until you're mine.
That's romantic, I guess.
But if I cannot be with you, maybe I could have a taste.
No, that's less romantic.
Put your arms around me, girl, and your kisses on my face.
Classic. Okay, so Ian, you were saying it might not just be a hotel-based conception story, this one.
Well, I'll give you a clue. We'd been around various bars. We saw the likes of Take That, Robbie Williams, and the Bay City Rollers.
No, you didn't.
Tribute acts.
No, you didn't.
Well, we thought there was because we had so much gin and tonic.
Right. Yeah, that definitely wasn't Take That there.
No, well, they from a distance, with six gin and tonics, they definitely looked like Take That from a distance.
It would have been Fake That.
Fake That, yes.
Yeah. And who's that guy that we used to have on the show? Blobby Williams.
Yeah.
Blobby Williams.
Yeah, it'd be him. So, yeah, you've gone around all the tribute acts.
And then my wife suggested, as we'd been overwhelmed by all this talent, we'd go back to the hotel for a cocktail.
Yes.
And I said to her, what sort of cocktail would you like?
Oh,
and
God.
She said, six on the beach.
Okay.
And there's a clue.
Goals.
Ian, would you say it was one of the most romantic moments of your life on the beach at Benidorm there, you and Sue?
Well, it was a bit embarrassing because it was the middle of the day. We had 2,000 people watching.
Oh!
Well, were you in front of a crowd or were you sort of hidden away?
Well, when we was lying down there was no one around us. But carried out what we had to do, there was a crowd of 500.
Oh, George, they had an audience.
Oh, no. How'd you ever go back?
See, I was expecting a romantic nighttime trip to the beach, but this was in full daylight.
If there's any comfort for George, it was by the old town, which he likes the old town.
Oh, not anymore.
Is it what you expected, George?
Honestly, not at all. Not in the slightest.
No. I mean, who does it on the beach in the daytime, please?
Apparently my dad.
Scott Mills.
It's time for the Who Game on BBC Radio 1. Today with special guests Matt and Molly. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm looking forward to you doing this with me.
I'm excited.
It's very satisfying. Think of something from the past and give it a massive... Ow. It can be a person, a TV show, an advert, anything that may not be as relevant as it once was. It's me, Matt, Molly, and some Ready One listeners who have all got some massive hoes. We keep going until someone runs out and can't think of one, or the dreaded timer appears, which means, funnily enough, we're nearly out of time. Let's play Bruno Tonioli falling off his chair on Strictly.
A classic, wasn't it?
It happens every year,
yeah.
And every time it happens, which is every year, people act surprised like it's never happened before.
Oh dear, you've got his chair, darling.
Listen to the audience, slap it up. It happens every year.
Why is it happening?
Because he's doing it on purpose.
Do you think to get the moment?
Molly, come on. Okay, let's go to Matt.
Goosebumps.
Hell! Those books felt amazing, though, didn't they?
What do you mean they felt amazing?
I didn't read them, but I felt them.
What do you mean you felt them?
The cover of them felt goosebumpy, didn't they?
A little bit.
Ironically.
Yeah.
Have I used that in the right way?
No, you haven't. There's nothing ironic about it. But I liked your confidence.
Scott, I always try and throw out the word ironic, and I never use it in the right place.
Yeah. Okay, Molly King.
The knicker trick at swimming lessons. Classic.
What is that?
Is that the one where
I don't know what it is.
You pull it down one leg
Yes.
And then you put your other leg down the same hole.
It's the way of getting your knickers off without showing everyone your privates.
Genius.
One for the girls there. All right, let's go to line one. Hello, who's there?
I'm Tom from Tewkesbury in Gloucestershire.
Go on then, Tom from Tewkesbury in Gloucestershire.
Farmville on Facebook. Ho!
Farmville.
Everyone's auntie got into Farmville.
A virtual farm.
That's a massive who.
And also a lot of responsibility.
Line two, who's that, please?
Hi, it's Jack from Southampton.
Go on, Jack, hit us with it.
Playing What's the Time, Mr. Wolf, with your friends in the school playground.
Do you know what, Jack? The King family actually played that last weekend.
No, you didn't.
We did.
Remind me of the rules.
What's the time, Mr. Wolf? 4 o'clock, so you can take 4 steps forward towards the wolf. And at any point, the wolf can turn around and say, dinner time, which is when he comes to chase you.
You live the Radio 1 life. That's what you do.
And it was a very lovely 80th birthday, that, wasn't it?
Yeah. I feel that we all need to break just to take that in, that revelation in. Back in a sec.
Scott Mills.
I'm with Matt and Molly. Molly, of course, who played What's the Time, Mr. Wolf, just last weekend.
It's a lot of fun, guys.
I might give it a go.
I often wonder how you occupy the time after our shows.
OK, let's play again. Big Gay Al from South Park.
I'm super, thanks for asking. All things considered, I couldn't be better, I must say. I'm feeling super. Nothing bugs me. Everything is super when you're... Don't you think I look cute in this hat?
I forgot about him.
Do you know what? I never watched South Park at the time, but at school I pretended I did, so I got the pencil case and everything.
Did you?
Never seen it.
Never saw it.
Never saw it. Far too cool for me.
Yeah. I don't know why. Big Gay Al just popped into my head yesterday. I thought, that's got to be on. And that was his track, I'm Super, Thanks for Asking. Matt Edmondson.
The Saturdays.
Oh, he went there.
Absolute burn. Oh. But is that a who, Scott? I'm putting this to you. Remember, I'm sat right here.
Are you ever going to get back together?
No.
Are you currently making music?
No.
I think it might be.
Oh, that hurts. That really, really
I'm
hurts.
I'm so sorry.
Get in the bin.
I'm so sorry. But look, you've carved out a successful career here at BBC Radio 1.
There you go.
Do you know what I mean?
What more could I want?
All the other girls are doing very well for themselves.
They are.
So it's all good.
That's good, Scott. That's a good way to look at it.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. It's not like you're out of work.
Don't you dare.
Oh my God.
All right.
Molly King.
Okay. Remember this tune, I Am the Music Man.
Ho! I am the music man. I come from far away and I can play.
What can you play?
What can he play?
I play the piano.
Yes.
Piano. I actually heard that quite recently.
Where?
It was the kids' entertainment in the hotel I was staying in.
Wow.
On holiday in Greece.
Who?
Tom?
Sandwich bags.
They're kind of still on, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, but you just don't use them for sandwiches now. I put a lot of stuff in my freezer in a sandwich bag.
Yeah. Jack!
Can I just say, I use sandwich bags every day.
Yeah.
They're still relevant.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay. Buying Panda Pops at the Year 6 disco.
Fair.
They've got to be illegal now, haven't they, Panda Pops?
Why?
All the pandas.
Lucky Heather.
Was that what people came and gave you, like in the street?
Yeah, and then they make you pay for it.
In like baker foil. Lucky Heather, get yourself a girlfriend. I'm all right, thanks. Matt.
Blowing dust off the ball in a mouse.
Whoa, there goes the timer. Okay, we've got to be quick. Molly.
Man, oh man.
Who? Was that with Vernon Kay?
No, that was Chris Tarrant.
Chris Tarrant.
Chris Tarrant.
Pushing him in the pool.
Tom.
Going to the shop to top up your mobile phone. Who?
Good one.
Jack.
Louis Walsh saying, you're a ready-made pop star.
Putting tissues up your sleeve. Matt.
Scratch and sniff.
Molly.
Slap bracelet. Slap it on your wrist.
And that's it. We are out of time. What an incredible Who game today. So many memories. Did you enjoy that?
I really did, actually.
Enjoyed it.
It feels good, right?
Every time we do anything, I feel like I learn more about you, Molly.
I don't think that's a good thing.
Like a real web of mysteries.
Matt, Molly, thank you very much. Very strong Who game today. And Jack and Tom, thank you.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Rachel.
Hi.
Now, you're in your final year, right, as a student midwife?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what uni?
University of Suffolk.
Okay, and it's your birthday next week. You'll be 24. What are you going to do for it?
Probably dissertation, but I'm going to party, like, after.
Right, yeah, I'm guessing that you can't really... I know it's Freshers Week and you're not a fresher. But you're in your final year, right, so you probably can't party much.
No, but I'm going to give it a good go.
Right, well, you need to, it's your birthday. Today, what's going to happen is this. When Chris isn't here, I don't tell you whose is whose, OK? Normally, we admit who's chosen what. Normally, though, we don't know what each other has chosen. So he's left me one here. I don't know what it is, but let's play one of them. And one of them will be his, one of them will be mine, OK?
Yep.
I nearly gave it away then. OK, so you can have this, which is one of our choices. Blink-182, feeling this. Are you feeling that, Rachel?
Yeah, feeling it a little bit.
Okay. Well, the other choice is this.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss? And I better shake that thing, yeah. Donna, Jordy and Rebecca.
Get busy, Sean Paul.
Say that booty non-stop when the
beat drops. It's got to be Sean Paul.
Oh, straight in. Sean Paul, yes?
Yeah, it's a bit of a dancing tune.
Okay, I now have to admit why I left it so long in telling you the first title and artist is because I didn't know. Because that was Chris's choice and my one won.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss? And I better shake that thing, yeah. Donna.
Brave Conversations, a podcast that delves into the emotions and realities behind diversity and identity in the UK. I am Richie Brave, and if you ever had that friend that you call when something goes down at like 3 a.m. in the morning, well, I am that friend and decided to take that and put it into podcast form. Join me and my guests every week as we share stories, we dismantle myths through a mix of talking, laughing, a few tears, sharing and connecting with each other. So in this podcast, I open a window into the world of other people, which provides hope and understanding. Brave Conversations. Download and subscribe now on the BBC Sounds app.
In the club, them won't flex with us. They get next with us, them not vex with us. From the day my brand tight, I'm a flame. Girl, I call my name, yo, it is for fame. It's all good, girl, turn me on. Till I earn them on, let's get it on. Let's get it on, till I earn them on. It's all good, just turn
come on,
me on,
that's a tune. Jessica on Twitter says, I don't want to live in a world where Blink lose to Sean Paul. Yeah, the Blink fans ain't happy. I'm sure Chris will throw that back in again. That still remains one of my favourite moments of the whole summer. Side of stage with Clara Amfo, Annie Mack and Chris Stark at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Middlesbrough. The crowd going wild. Incredible scenes for the epic Sean Paul performance. Then he introduced Wiley for Boasty, obviously because it's Wiley wasn't there. Then Steph London showed up looking incredible. And then Sean at the end celebrated his performance with a large cigarette. That was Sean Paul, Get Busy.
Scott Mills.
Drag Race tonight on iPlayer. I don't know what it's going to be like because it's such an American show. And like, I don't know, drag queens are just different here, but might have a look. Outside the BBC today are the largest pair of mechanical legs you've ever seen in high heels, with three men behind kind of working them and making them like move in time to the music. I've put it on my story. Actually terrifying as the legs walk towards you. They're that big. Also shout out to Vinegar Strokes and Cheryl Hole, the drag queens from on Newsbeat today. Normani Motivation coming up. Okay, let's try and give Johannes, our Fresher of the Week, a call, see if he's up. Because don't forget, we are the breakfast show for students.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Scott. How you doing?
Hi, Johannes. How's it going?
It's all good. It's all good. I'm in like a quiet area, so I've got to whisper.
Okay. Just calling for a quick update. Cole's fresher of the week. What's been going on? What's the tea?
Well, I managed to get myself into the wrong lecture for about half an hour.
Wow.
I tell you what, the campus here is like, it's like a city.
Yeah.
So you end up walking around with like, you know, no clue where you're going.
Yeah, well, I've been there a lot. I've played there a few times, so I know the size of it, yeah.
Yeah, it's a mission to get from place to place.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I was going into a physics class, so I sat down, and I'm sitting there, and, you know, the lecture is going on, and everyone's taking notes, and I'm like, am I just really dumb, or do I not understand any of this? So I'm sat there for about half an hour, like, okay, we'll just, you know, freestyle out. It's the first week, I'm sure we'll get better and all. Then about half an hour in, I get the notification on my phone, like, to clock into the lesson. I look up and it's like, this is a second year physics lesson.
Oh, and what?
And, yeah.
What were you supposed to be in?
Well, the first year one. It wasn't good. It wasn't good. And actually, it was in the wrong building as well. So,
yeah.
Not my greatest moment.
That's great. Have you been out?
We went out again last night. I'm not really sure what the theme was, but we were there. And the 9 a.m. lectures are a killer.
Yeah.
Right.
That's awful.
They really tell me about it.
I don't know how you managed to get there for 9 a.m. It's awful. It's like having a job. Right.
Exactly. Yes. That's what university is, just putting off a job for like 3 years.
Any goss from last night?
Not really, actually. It was relatively tame, unfortunately. I don't really have anything that's going to be good.
Did you go home alone?
I did, yes. I did.
All right.
None of that last night.
Okay. And a lot of people are talking about your mum, Jane. She made quite the impact on our listeners yesterday.
Did she? She loved it.
And the listeners loved Jane, let me tell you.
To be fair, that's actually been the feedback I've heard from people, not only here, but like, you know, back home. People
really?
Are like, oh, your mum's funny and all that. So
yeah, she was good. And what's the plan for the rest of the day?
I've got another lesson, and then I might go shopping. I'm going to have to do my first shopping trip, which will be interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't know how much you buy. I'll be honest, I haven't really set a budget, so I need to do that. But I'll walk around the shop and it'll be like, ooh, hummus.
Yeah.
How much of that do I need? Yeah, I'm not sure, but it'll
be
interesting.
You're not sure on amounts, are you?
No, it's for one person now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I'll be honest, I never had to go shopping whilst I was home.
No. Have you ever cooked before?
Yeah, I mean, my meals aren't the greatest. They're not that diverse. It's kind of the classic student meals, but I'm trying to look after myself.
Oh, yeah. Are you eating healthy?
Well, I mean, I try and get my balance. What do they say? Like, you plate with all the different colours on and all that.
Oh, okay, good.
It's not really worked out that way, because it's like, can I be asked to put on loads of vegetables and steam them?
Yeah,
no.
Get you.
You just kind of chuck pasta on, or packets of rice, a bit of tuna in, or whatnot. It's that kind of thing. But over the year, our home was killed, so when I go back home, I'll be able to wow.
You'll be able to wow Jane and the family.
Possibly a Sunday roast, if they're lucky.
Wow, okay. Go for it. All right, then. Well, I'll let you get to the shop to get some protein for them guns.
Yes, Scott, protein for them guns.
Johannes, you've been amazing as our Fresher of the Week, so thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
Have you enjoyed?
And I have enjoyed. It's been quite the experience, and spread it and all.
Spread it, yeah.
So I think it's added to my Fresher experience.
Do you feel a bit famous?
I'm not going to lie, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
That's absolutely fine.
Yeah, well, you know.
You're probably getting more likes than ever before, aren't you?
I haven't posted the photo yet, but maybe.
Yeah, do it.
Maybe.
All right, listen, we'll chat back in from time to time. But Johannes, thank you for being our Fresher of the Week.
Thank you, Scott, for having me. And I'll speak to you later.
Speak to you later, bye. Freshers Week is done for most people. However, there are still a couple of unis left that haven't had it yet. So if you're at one of those unis, do you want to be our Fresher of the Week next week? Get in touch, 81199.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I don't know why today, maybe it's because it's gone a bit colder, but there's been quite a lot of people asking for a Christmas song today. Jamie in Derby says, have you played the first Christmas song of the year? I'm really feeling a Christmassy mood because it's gone cold. Yeah, completed that. Did it, was it last week? Yeah, we played Mariah Carey, so that's done. Hi to Maddie, who is so ready for the Glastonbury Panic at 6 p.m. tonight. 3 laptops, 2 tablets, 4 phones. Everyone is going crazy for this. We've got James, who's also quite nervous. And a lot of people questioning whether hummus is actually student food. Surely it's like beans on toast. Pasta, yes, not hummus. Yeah, but this is Johannes we're talking about. He's got a double barrel name and his mum has saxophone lessons.
BBC Radio. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Okay, we've got someone who is a little bit annoyed about the Who game earlier when somebody Who'd this.
Farmville on Facebook. Ho!
Farmville.
Everyone's auntie got into Farmville.
A virtual farm.
That's a massive Who.
And also a lot of responsibility.
Hello, Lizzie.
Hello, Scott.
Right, so you work from home and you're still on the Farmville, are you?
I am. I'm actually sitting looking at it right now on my laptop. That's I have it open all the time.
Not actually working, though, is it?
It is when you just need a little break for thought.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay, what have you done today? Harvested the crops?
Dropped in the dairy, made some cheese, made a couple of milkshakes, got some cream going, harvested a few cows.
Right. Fed the chickens yet?
No, haven't done the chickens yet. I've got to get on to that one, actually. Thanks for the reminder.
Have you raised any livestock today, Lizzie?
I have. I've got a few cows coming, and I think I might have a new pig coming quite soon.
And what about ploughing the land?
I don't think that's something you should ask me over the phone, Scott. Not really.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yes, I am partial to a little plough on occasion.
Right, Sophie, who works on the show, used to love this game, and she's now inspired by you going to probably get back into it.
I'm loving it.
Are you?
Excellent.
I've just reminded myself it was so satisfying when the oranges blossomed on the trees.
It is, isn't it? When everything sort of goes, yes, come and harvest something. And you go, yes, I will. And you have this little sense of achievement. Wow. It's great fun.
But there's an elephant on this one. What farm has got an elephant?
That is not a farm animal. Not to me. Anyway, I never actually got into it. And I don't feel like I'm massively missing out, if I'm honest.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Me and Chris are back Monday at 1 on Radio 1. Join me for the official chart tomorrow from 4. I'll be joined by Camila Cabello and Tones and I.